Briefing for pre-hearing conference to address scheduling and procedural matters for MUP 18029. My name is Ryan Bansal, and I'm the hearing examiner. I'll be presiding over this matter. If I could ask the party representatives to introduce themselves, starting with appellants.
Ron Friedman, with the appellants.
I'm Shannon Martin.
Okay. Representatives?
John Hempelman and Nicole De Leon of Caring Cross and Hempelman representing Holy Names Academy.
And Michael Houston, land use planner, and Jerry Suter with SDCI in the city.
Thank you. So I'm going to go over a few things today that we need to schedule for the getting us to a hearing. The items I have on my list are whether we'll do any pre-hearing motions, whether there's any discovery, check on our witness and exhibit list volume, and of course we'll get to hearing dates. So there are other items for the pre-hearing conference that the parties needed to address today?
No.
Okay. First I will ask, have the parties had a chance to discuss mediation or any opportunity to settle any issues?
Yes, we are setting up a mediation.
Great. Okay.
And thank you for your
help. This was one of the ones we did through Interlocal Conflict Resolution
yes.
Group. Excellent. All right. Thank you. I don't have anything to do with that. I just want to make sure that you take advantage of the opportunities we do provide. Let's move on then to pre-hearing motions. How are any parties anticipating filing pre-hearing motions for the matter?
We are not.
I am inclined to say we are not, but what we would like to have, and I think you could, we could accomplish this through appropriate use of witness and exhibit lists, is some definition of the specific claims of the appellants. They have a very general appeal statement.
Are you looking for issue clarification?
Looking for issue clarification.
Okay.
And
maybe
I'd like to have that accomplished without a pretrial motion.
Let's try and do that today if we can, or set a schedule for it if it's not possible here in the hearing. And what I'm hearing, though, is that you don't necessarily need a separate schedule set aside for pre-hearing motions.
No.
Anything well, from
what
the...
What do you think about that?
I think it's we don't need a separate date set aside for...
Okay.
Because you're not filing any. Anything from the city? Okay. Let's go ahead and do issue clarification then, and if we need to set a schedule for a motion or actually filing a clarification of issues, we can do that. If you can ask your question, and then we can see if we can work it out with appellants, and it may be too complicated. I'm not sure how many issues there are. So.
Well, I would agree that our pleading, our appeal, and is a little diffuse, but... what we're appealing is the determination of non-significance to the environment.
And are there specific elements of the environment that you've called out in the notice of appeal that you're appealing?
Yes. I don't want to be restricted or list them all here.
Are they listed in your notice of appeal?
I believe they're all present there. I'm happy to, within a week's time, if you wish, provide a clarification of
okay.
the issues. Maybe 10 days is better.
Your schedule's fine on that. I think we've got ample time for it.
Yeah.
And that
would probably answer any questions that the appellees would have.
Okay. So we've got the DNS appeal, elements that are being appealed. Are there items that you're looking for, Mr. Hempelman?
No, that would be excellent.
Okay. We'll set that for then. Days out,
days
and nights, round it off for the
18th, Friday the 18th, would that be acceptable?
What about Monday, sometime?
Monday
the
21st, yeah.
Which is a holiday, I believe, isn't it?
Let's go with Tuesday the 22nd.
Okay.
All right, so we have our first date. Is there any... I'm asking about discovery only because I need to know about it for scheduling purposes. The hearing examiner's office doesn't get involved in governing that unless a party files a motion to get our involvement. But I need to know maybe how long it might take to do if it's going to happen at all. So is there anticipated discovery?
We don't anticipate initiating any discovery.
Mm-hmm. And we don't either.
Okay. Let's move on then to the hearing. When I'll start with the appellants, how many witnesses do you anticipate calling for the hearing?
I would say, projecting out 10 to 15 and leaning towards the 10.
Okay. And rough estimate on volume of exhibits?
Very little outside of what will be the record.
Okay. And I don't have the record, so are we talking tens of documents,
no, hundreds? We're not. It's not a big document case.
Okay. All right.
Some reports.
Mm-hmm. All right. City, any witnesses?
We might need to wait to see this clarification list. We're thinking at most probably one or two.
Okay. And how about the applicant?
Well, we'll be responding to the issues list, and I'm between the Holy Names staff and a traffic consultant and construction management folks to address the issues we believe are being raised, somewhere between 7 and 10.
No one's helped these numbers today. This just gives me an idea of how long we're going to need for the hearing. All right. Based on that, looks like we would need at least 3 to 4 days for hearing. Is that a fair estimate?
It's fine.
And that's see, that's a question. Not
yeah,
a,
I can't. I somehow can't imagine it taking that long. Mm-hmm. I think.
Well, if you do, I don't know what.
I think 2 to 3, but leaving 4, so.
I would try to count on 3 days, and then I think it's a remote possibility there'd be a fourth day.
Okay.
You know, I'm assuming, Ron,
yeah.
At this point, you've got a number of neighbors who are going to want to testify, right?
Correct.
And
some of our witnesses are probably your witnesses.
Yeah. And just so you know, and it's not my style to cross-examine lay witnesses. We'll have some expert witnesses, related to the issues of we know of concern to the neighbors, and they can be asked questions. And I would expect they would be, but I'm not anticipating a lot of cross-examine, redirect, that kind of stuff. That would eat up a lot of time.
All right. Let's work with this. I've got a schedule gap for March 4, 5, and 6. It would give us 3 days. But as far as a follow-up day, we would really be looking for something to be canceled. So that's the earliest I can put you on the calendar for that period of time. The next time we have a gap is April 8, 9, and 10, and we can do a third day the following week.
Do you have the 7th of March available? Could we do 5, 6, 7?
No.
What's our limitation on the 4th?
I've unfortunately got a conference. I got to speak at D.C.
In March or April?
In March.
All right. So it looks like 4, 5, and 6 do not work.
Any other date should work for me.
All right. So we April 8, 9, and 10?
I'm going to be in Asia.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'll go there.
Yes. I like that idea.
How long?
So, Ron, are you saying you cannot do the 4th, 5th, and 6th?
Correct. Of March.
And we do have a full schedule in March otherwise.
Does May work?
Do you have the end of February?
I don't.
I know we're working the end of February. No. That's also full. There's a day or so in there, but not 3 days.
And we don't want to start and then take a month off.
Do you have something later in April?
April 8, 9, and 10. So I asked Mr. Helfman, what's the end of that Asia date? And he rightly was asking if there's something earlier.
Oh, I see.
Now I think we're back to the end of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're back on unfortunately, the 24th or 25th.
Of April.
Of April.
Right.
Yeah.
So you let me know when I should start be looking at dates for me, because I know you'll need time when you get back as well.
Let's go with the week right after that.
May
6th.
May 6th, 7th, 8th.
Yeah, let's just check with a couple of our key people here.
Is that fine for you?
May 6th, 7th, 8th.
Pick that. Let's do 4 days just so that we get done.
Yes. So we've got 6, 7, 8, and 13 for me.
6, 7, 8, and 9?
13.
Okay, that's fine.
We have a standing item on Thursdays that we try to avoid.
Thank you.
What may not happen? 13th is normally a day that not in the office. So is that possible to you have another day like the 14th possibly?
Mm-hmm. We'll do the 14th.
Okay. All right. So are we settled on May 6, 7, 8, and 14?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Then let's work back from that on getting dates for exchange of witness and exhibit lists and of exhibits. First date hearing is May 6th. So we want appellant's exhibit and witness list due on April 22. And then respondents on April 29. And that'll be witness and exhibit lists and exchange of exhibits between the parties. Exhibits are not filed with this office. All right. So I have us as having issue clarification filed by January 22nd. Next date is April 22nd, exhibit and witness list for the appellants, April 29 for respondents, and our hearing set for 6, 7, 8, and 14 for May. Is there anything else? Did I miss anything, or are those the right dates we're working with? Anything else that we need to cover?
No.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.